Gay sex, whoa.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I grew up Jewish. We were always obsessed about Hitler. Jewish people, we are obsessed. We're repulsed by Hitler, but we're obsessed with him. If you ever want to rob a Jewish person's house, all you have to do is call them up and tell them there's a Hitler film festival down at the multiplex. Watch them file out. The other night on TV, I watched a show. It was called Hitler in Color. That's all I needed. 2 hours. I'm there for the entire 2 hours. Hitler in Color. I've seen him in black and white. I've never seen him in color. Fantastic. It was a great movie made in Germany about the final days of Hitler. It was called Downfall. You could never make that movie in Hollywood. You couldn't pitch it. You'd like to go in a studio. I got a great idea about a movie. It's about the last days of Hitler, and what happens at the end? Well, he kills himself. Ooh, that's a downer. Does he? It's a little bit of a... brings me down there. I said, well, it's Hitler. Hey, I'm not making a value judgment. I'm just saying it's a depressing end to that movie. Does he have to die at the end? Can we... leave it open, maybe we don't know what happens, and then we do a sequel where he's in Argentina running a Jamba Juice stand. Can we try that?
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, that was the joke.
Well, then, fine.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Everybody can suck it.
What it looks like.
Looks like baby vomit.
That looks like to me.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
All right, I am back. I had to thank Pete for coming out here. Cool.
What soundboard is this?
You're going to run it.
It's in the back of the room, who's ever it is.
Oh, I agree here. For your information.
I'm not getting any of it.
I don't know. No. It might be porno.
I hope it's porno.
Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio God. Don, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Corey out of Vegas, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, Bubba.
Thank you, my friend.
You have a good one, and I enjoyed the show.
Thank you. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Bubba.
Thank you very much. All the friends checking in today. Mike.
All your long-lost friends.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Here's another one now.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, old friend.
Good afternoon.
Hi, buddy. Hey, been a long time. Thanks for checking in on my B-Day.
It's Mark in Monterey. Call from Monterey, California.
It means a lot to me. I told you. Day wouldn't be complete till Mark from Monterey called in.
Mark in Monterey. People say he's gay. I tell them no way. Mark in Monterey.
What?
Hey, listen, just because I wear 3-inch stilettos, don't let it go that far, okay?
I don't want to offend anybody in this studio right now, but I smell
what is that?
Tuna fish.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was steak.
What the hell is it?
Is Colette here?
Oh, is that not tuna?
If it's roasted tuna, maybe.
Tuna fish.
Is Mr. Ardinger cooking?
Yeah.
Chinese earlier.
What are you eating back there, boys?
He's got some burnt popcorn.
Burnt popcorn. That's, you know what, always has been the one smell that comes through loud and clear.
Why does burnt popcorn smell like a feminine odor?
Or tuna fish, which is the same thing.
Same as feminine odor.
Did you get a little tuna fishy quality to it?
I got a little of the VO.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bad popcorn.
Hey, boys.
Hi there. I still laugh my ass off when I see the commercial for Vagisil where they show the lady and she says, sometimes going out, well, between the itching and the smell, it gets to be too much. It's like, honey.
Don't you want to reach into the television and say, how do you think your date feels?
Why not just go to the leper colony by yourself? Although that's not as bad as the other one. I know we've talked about it before. I've got genital herpes. And I don't.
And there he is, proudly sitting next to her.
Very proud. Except he probably does.
Just wait for your thing to fall off.
He's playing Russian roulette every night.
It depends, really, that smell. It depends on what oil you cook the popcorn in.
Ah, this is true. Well, it's made in our clean, sanitary microwave here at the facility.
I'm sure it's been sterilized, this week?
Have you ever taken a really good look at the inside of that microwave?
I try to stay away from that microwave. It was white at one point.
That, though, would you not agree that is a great radio station tradition? No one cleans the microwave.
Well, that's why we have Buzz.
No, Buzz doesn't use it.
I won't touch that microwave.
And you really don't use it.
No,
do you?
Not anymore.
No, but I thought you just cleaned. I thought that you just kind of cleaned everything.
But that's just a lost cause. It's beyond hope and help.
Buzz is a neatnik in the privacy of his own studio. He's got he's on the other side of the glass. Uh-huh. You look, there's not a thing out of place.
Oh, you know what else I like about that Vagisil ad?
What?
Is that at one point they have the animated little stink arrows like yes. you would see in a cartoon
right, right.
that are coming from that
stink.
Area.
Yeah, I know. Down
you know
there.
What I mean? The,
yeah.
the squiggly lines.
They squiggle, right, and you don't right. have to necessarily put the arrow on the end of them, but they put it on there for TV sake.
And imagine that. So you're casting that ad,
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting there at the end of a big table, and you're going, okay, hi there, what's your name? Hi, my name's Cindy. Hi, Cindy. I'm Don. This is my my buddy Mike. We're producing this commercial now. This is what we're looking for. Vaginal odor and itching, but in a positive, upbeat manner.
You're not a totally unattractive woman. Can you sell our vag cream?
Now, at this point, we're going to superimpose later squiggly lines coming out.
Mm-hmm. We want you to be aware of this. Now, of course, they're never. Don't you think that they put these things to production and don't tell the? Of course, they don't tell the actors
no,
exactly what's
no,
going to happen.
No.
The actor has to wait and say, "Hey, you know, you're a starving actor in New York or Hollywood. You get the big gig. You finally get the commercial. It pays well. You're going to be paid for a long, long time based on the residual runs of these commercials.
You don't ask.
And then you see the finished product, and it's got squiggly lines coming out of your place.
But she's holding the tube, though, and she's
yeah, she knows the dialogue. She's got to know what
she
the dialogue
knows what,
is.
What she's selling.
You right. know who would be perfect in that commercial? Maybe it's just me. Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Isn't that a positive spokesmodel for
And what is the
odor?
Actress's name?
America Ferrara.
Rob's new favorite, America Ferrara.
Even Hi. When she's all cleaned up, it looks like she might be a little like Natalie Wood, if you catch my meaning.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, boys. Hey, right in the same area of the body, has anybody sent Mike his sample of the Yaz birth control pills yet?
Yaz birth control?
Have you guys haven't seen that yet?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, there is a new birth control on the market, and its name is Yaz. Y-A-Z.
That's fantastic.
Well, that's impossible because Yaz is a fag.
Oh, no, he's not.
why would Yaz have anything to do with reproduction
yes, that's
between men and women?
You see, ladies and gentlemen, Carl Yastrzemski is my childhood hero.
And he's gay.
And Don likes to call him a fag.
He's right.
Because he's my childhood hero. And way back when, how many years ago was that I brought that picture unsigned? You would have the decency not to deface it if it was signed.
Over 20 years ago.
And I brought it in and handed it to Don, and much in the tradition of great middle school pranks, he wrote fag right underneath it. And I kept it for a while. I don't know where. I've got it somewhere.
Old Yaz.
Old Yeller.
Old Yaz.
Yaz. Yaz for birth control.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, it's you.
Hello? There you go.
Born in Las Vegas.
What? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, this should be the OJ. I'm calling from my cell phone to reach you.
Okay. Very good, OJ.
The OJ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Calling.
I had a brush of fame.
Oh, did you mention our names?
I had a brush of fame.
Yes, I did.
You
numerous
did.
Numerous times.
Who was the person you had the brush with fame with?
Fabio.
Do we want to hear any more of this?
Yeah. I had a brush with fame, and I forgot to with all the stuff going on yesterday, I forgot to tell you, I had a brush with fame, a celebrity sighting over, and yelled at the celebrity.
Who
but,
was it? Who?
Can't we play the guessing game a little bit? Maybe five questions?
Is the person more famous than Fabio?
Yes.
One.
Very close, though, I would think. No, more famous than Fabio.
Done commercials?
No.
Actor?
Yes, but not primarily known for that.
Singer?
No.
Is it The Rock?
No.
I know.
Who?
Sydney Pollack.
No, I will give you a hint.
Hey, you know, though, that you somewhere we have a bet somewhere on a post-it note.
Yeah.
Where you bet me that The Rock was going to be a major movie star.
I know, and The Rock was in the news today for embarrassing himself in front of kids.
Right. Have you seen?
By saying his new movie's a porn.
Have you seen the ads for that movie?
Yeah, I'm abandoning ship on that one. I'm fully abandoning ship. That had to happen. That has to happen in your first, like, three or four films. And he's made enough crappy movies, so it's gone. I've lost that bet.
Well, Rob, what's your guess? I don't. Or do you have something else? I don't know. Who is it?
First of all, I'm going to give you a hint. I saw this individual at the Red Sox game over the weekend on Saturday afternoon. Saw this person Saturday afternoon, and this is not a person who is primarily known for being in front of the camera.
Oh. A director.
Yes.
Oh. I know.
Who?
It's that guy, Kevin Smith.
No.
Spielberg.
More famous than Kevin Smith.
Hmm. Nobody's as famous as Kevin Smith.
This guy is.
Rob Zombie.
In fact, you like him.
Rob Zombie.
No.
Quentin Tarantino.
No.
All
right, I'm going to give you a hint, though, if you because I'd had a few drinky drinks.
Okay.
I'm going to give it away when I tell you what I yelled at him.
Okay, please do.
He was walking away, and I was drunk, and Carla didn't get the joke. You would have, if you had been there, because I yelled at him in the back, and I said, I have today's forecast for you.
Oh,
Spike Lee.
You saw Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, and without question, the most easily recognizable celebrity in the world.
Good for you. Did you really stand up and yell that at him?
I have today's forecast for you.
Excuse me.
He was walking away.
Excuse what? Me. Excuse me.
Excuse you. Hold on. Shut your mouth for
a second.
Hold
on. Just please, hold on.
Is he comically short?
Yes. Not comically, but short. Had the Yankee jacket on. Was there, I believe, with his kid. Nice. He's a huge New York sports fan, and he was there and hustling from the car into the ball yard.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big one, isn't
he's
it?
He's much more famous than Fabio.
Yeah, right? Much more famous than Fabio.
Wait, excuse me. May I chime in here for a moment?
Sure.
Just a moment. Wasn't he known, a.k.a. back in the early 90s, as Miles Blairston, doing the Nike commercials?
Yes, thank you. We've all pretty much known that in our history of Spike Lee.
Well, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Wouldn't you agree, sir, that he is most famous for being behind the camera, though? A Spike Lee joint?
But he did get his start doing the commercials with Michael Jordan.
True. Was he directing before he did those commercials?
Those kind of made him famous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you already knew that, didn't you, smart guy?
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah, right, of course. You're a smart guy. So anyway, come on. You were talking about Fabio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you something.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Very nice.
You're going to lay the wood to me, aren't you?
Oh, hey.
You're just going to beat me up, aren't you?
Lay the wood to you.
That's the wrong use of the expression, sir.
Whoops.
Not in this case.
Gay.
That's it. Don's right.
They're going to lay the wood to you. Right, Bill O'Reilly?
Gay sex. Whoa.
Whoa. Right, Larry?
Why men's rooms?
I don't know, Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
Wow.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Why? Anyway, what about Fabio? So you're raped by Fabio.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. After seeing him and spending quite a few minutes with him out here at the racetrack, he's kind of let himself go.
Uh-huh. Like as far as getting fat or just getting old?
Well, he's got those little spider wrinkles around that corner of his mouth, and, he's not wearing makeup.
You know, this call cannot avoid the gay undertone.
No. I know.
Time we try to, get it back on track,
he moves it to his mouth.
He does, laying the wood to him, and now really overanalyzing.
And without his makeup on. Who knew that Fabio wore makeup?
You liked him better with the makeup.
Well, you asked.
I saw Fabio profile.
I'm giving you what you asked. He doesn't bleach his hair anymore, by the way. He doesn't blonde his hair anymore.
Did we ask for calls about Fabio today? You keep saying it's what we asked for, and I don't believe we asked for calls about Fabio.
And I guess this totally disappointed you. Is that right, Charles Nelson Reilly?
Absolutely. Certainly. You're totally right.
Yeah. Okay. Bye!
I saw Fabio on one of those reality shows. They were profiling him. He has he's got 400 motorcycle dirt bikes.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi there. Hey, Mike. We're all here.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
I've heard that song before. Thank you.
Donnie.
Thank you, honey. Thank you very much. Makes me a bit uncomfortable. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The hot Latin version.
Yes, hello. I'm trying to reach Don Geronimo.
Hey, it's another one of our wacky callers.
Hey, people checking in, old friends checking in.
Hello.
Peter North calling.
Hi, Pete.
Happy birthday.
Right.
I'd like to challenge you to a ceiling painting contest.
Only thing that made that funny was him.
Oh, I love you,
Doc. The thing that made me laugh was him laughing at his own joke. Right.
So funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. I could barely get it out. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Hello, what's up?
I wanted to give Don the gift of laughter by maybe having you share the good old Jerry telethon comments, because you guys were on vacation for the 2 weeks when that broke, the news broke.
Right.
That he called the...
Okay, this would be...
I can't say it.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then... Don't call the Don and Mike Show.
first I thought it was a veiled effort to try to get us to play the Jerry tapes.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. No. What it was she was simply calling in case we didn't know that Jerry Lewis said faggot.
You know, what's amazing is, can anyone at this stage of the game not be aware that we have an embedded correspondent in the telethon every year?
Come on, Rob.
Every single year. No, Rob seriously logs more time with that than any other project as far as really, like, how many hours do you see? You watch the whole thing.
Every minute of every telethon since about 1985.
See, and here's the thing. I love the segment as much as everybody else does. But really, it becomes, because we don't get to it, the most overhyped piece of crap we've got, where people think we're sitting on some goddamn piece of gold. Yeah. You want to know what a goddamn piece of gold it is? Try turning on your local Channel 20 and watch the piece of crap some weekend, like 50, Rob does.
50, Don.
Or whatever it is.
Channel 50.
Channel 50.
Much higher number.
I mean, Rob's itinerary is funnier than the actual tapes.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. It works with it, I think. I think they they walk hand in hand.
They complement one another.
It's like, you know, Ed intros Jerry. Jerry makes his first entrance of the night. The crowd applauds wildly, never sensing the disappointment he has in store for them.
You know, since you've read it already.
Oh, no. No, no. Mike, listen, on today's show, if we're going to hear any tape, before we hear the Jerry tape, we're going to hear this one. And it's my birthday, so we're going to do this today.
All right.
We have a great tape from the 1950s, a trainable tape,
really,
called All Women Have Periods.
Fantastic.
Now, how long has it been since we've had a great trainable
tape? It's been a while, and we do love these.
This is a really good one, because not only is it really thoughtfully put together, there's lots of repetition.
I like that.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. I learned a lot.
I enjoy that a lot.
Play it for Gladys.
But we've got the Jerry stuff and Rob's commentary, and we'll get to it.
Yes, we've got the CD and also the booklet.
And good time, for God's sakes. We'll get to it, please. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Happy birthday, Don.
Thank you, my friend.
And in the defense of Miguel, Brett Favre's a fag.
Oh, that was that was kind of countering the. Would he be? No, I believe if I was going with the same thing, it would be. I'd have to go with Bart
Starr is a fag.
Bart Starr is a fag.
That would be a hot button.
But it would be also a lack of an original idea. So you've trumped me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Although if pushed into a corner, I'm really so gay, I wouldn't mind arguing. You know, you could pick the most macho man of the world that I'm a fan of, and I could turn him gay in a second. Yeah. And I would have no problem with it.
Yeah, in a way, that's why I've never really gotten upset about the Yastrzemski stuff, other than, it's almost a term of honor. That's our 5% that we talk about.
It's like, you would think, because I'm a lifelong Packers fan, and Lombardi's the man, mm-hmm. like if someone said Lombardi was a faggot, I would I do. I laugh. I go, he'd be funny fag.
He'd be great.
Hey, Marie!
Marie, I've got to go down with the boys.
I'm going to meet Forrest Gregg tonight.
Marie, where are my leather chaps?
Where are my cigarettes?
I want my biker cap with the leather.
Where's my Village People album, Marie? I know they're not out yet. They won't be making a record for 7 more years.
Marie, where did you lay down my copy of The Sound of Music?
I'm doing Merv Griffin's show again.
Warning! I can't get the butt plug out.
Marie, you're not keeping our house neat and tidy like I like it.
Remember, when you play for the Green Bay Packers, three things: God, family, and the man's ass.
Yeah.
You figure out the order, man.
I'm Vince Lombardi. But first, you've got to find the proper man. You want to join with the type of man that compliments you sexually. And then apply yourself to the task at hand.
For many years, I was a lover of George Halas. When the AFL merger came, I had to consummate with Lamar Hunt.
That's right.
I want to tell you, boys, it was not easy taking it in the poop from Al Davis.
We're going to have our training camp on Brokeback Mountain this year. Enjoy it, boys. Tonight's game is entitled Stem the Rose.
Here's your Packers playbook, and here's your stroke mag.
Here you go.
Your blue boys?
Blue boys will be put in every locker on every player, especially the rookies.
We'll be taking down all the shower stalls.
Good afternoon. I'm Coach Lombardi. This is rookie hazing time. Take your pants off, please.
Now, let's have a good workout.
Horning, Star. I want you on the ground. Spoon each other.
Any rookie that's not giving 120%, first of all, will run the Lombardi Gauntlet. That takes place in my office 15 minutes after practice. Don't bother to shower. That's the way I like it. Yes, famous coaches.
Tonight, I will couple with Frank Gifford.
If any of you players happens to run into me in the men's laboratory, you will notice that I will be giving distinct hand signals from underneath my stall. You'll know what to do. It's in the back of your playbook.
If you see my big coach's shoe from underneath the stall, like that guy Craig, you know what I'm looking for, a down-and-in pattern.
This is Coach Vince Lombardi. The secret to a good gay romance is hard work. Applying yourself to the task at hand.
You're asking me if gay love with an NFL player is better than gay love with an AFL player. All right, I'll say it. Gay love is better with an NFL player.
For every rookie that succeeds in practice this season, not only will you make the ball club, but you will also get to see my Lambeau Field.
Jurgensen. Oh, yeah. Come fill the gaps between my teeth.
Delightful.
Fill them with your love.
Have you met my beard, my wife, Marie? Yes, she is. She'll be making raviolis for the team this evening.
It's hard to find a good queer club in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Marie.
I got in a little trouble. That's why I'm late for practice, men. What happened today is I went out to get my paper wearing just my tank top undershirt and no pants. I didn't think people would be bothered by such a thing.
Men, as you know, here at the Green Bay Packers, we're a close-knit organization. That's why we're all going to take our shirts off now. Look at the man next to you.
Rookies, after practice, this is Coach Lombardi. Report to my office for your donations to the Lombardi Scholarship Fund.
Now, we're all going to check for testicular cancer.
I'll handle this. The rest of my coaches dismissed this afternoon. Drop them, boys. There we are. Oh, excuse me. Forrest Gregg, I think you need another check. There we go. Magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. My God, what a man. What an incredible athlete. I felt like I was holding a soccer ball.
A lot of people ask me about Jerry Kramer. I'll tell you this. He's the best lover I ever had.
Why do you think the name of the team is the Packers?
Fudge Packers, baby.
Enjoy. I'm your coach, Lombardi.
I'm your gay coach, Vince Lombardi.
See, it works with anybody. That's in the right. NFL. Baseball, it's fine.
Sure, anything.
It's just fine.
No.
No.
Rob Spiewak writes, Curly Lambeau, let me cup him.
That's the best way to do it, too.
Cup him.
He's the boys into it with a check for testicular cancer.
All right, man. Now, here's what we're going to do. Drop your shorts.
We're going to play hide the playbook.
I'm going to lay on my back with my mouth open.
We call this in training crap, excuse me, training camp, tea time.
All right.
Tea time for the coach.
Now we're going to start with Bart Starr. Lay on top of me, and I'll tell you if you have testicular cancer.
Come on, Starr. You can do better than that. Put more pressure on me. Across the nose. Thank you, Star.
But Star does not have testicular cancer.
Next.
Where are you going so fast, Star? How about prostate cancer?
Oh.
Same deal.
Oh.
Same deal. Just flip that record over.
How about that? All right, this is Coach Lombardi. This rookie went to Chipotle last night. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sean Gay.
Third down, 4 yards to go. The gay coach Lombardi led his team to victory.
The pirate. What is that thing they say with that? What is the actual verbiage on that? The pirate is a wind.
The wind is a pirate.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
The autumn wind is a pirate. It steals across the field like a delightful woman wearing chiffon. Now I'm turning John Facenda into gay.
I want to tell you something. Bud Grant could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
The greatest disappointment of my life was when Coach Madden left the league. Man, did I enjoy that coach's handshake with him. It was wonderful. You only could see on NFL films the right hands that we were shaking with. not the hands that we were feeling with.
The autumn wind is a pirate. Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song, he sweeps along.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Now, if you really interpret, that's a little feathery.
You better tell me.
That's just a little feathery.
He blows in from the autumn wind.
It's a pirate!
A pirate, everybody! A pirate!
Pirate okay. Ship.
We've got a break.
Yes.
While we come back, we'll hear from Trainables how they figure out their half periods.
I cannot wait. Get your pen and paper handy.
We will be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.